Hello, Ion. Are you coming from your home in Ephesus?
No, Socrates. I'm coming from Epidaurus, where I attended the festival of Asclepius.
Really? Do the Epidaurians also have a contest for rhapsodists in honor of the god?
Yes, as well as many other kinds of performance.
And you were one of the competitors. How did you do?
We won first prize, Socrates.
Well done! Now we could also win at the Panathenaea.
We can, if the gods are willing.
I have often envied your profession as a rhapsodist, Ion. You get to wear fancy clothes and look as beautiful as you can. And you interpret the best poets, especially Homer, the most divine of all. You not only know his words, you understand his mind. That's enviable. Surely no one can be a good interpreter who fails to understand what the poet means. So you, the rhapsodist, have the task to communicate the mind of the poet to the audience. But this would be impossible if you did not know what the poet means. All of this is certainly to be envied.
That's right, Socrates. It has been the most difficult part of my work. But I believe I am able to speak about Homer better than any other person. Neither Metrodorus of Lampsacus, nor Stesimbrotus of Thasos, nor Glaucon, nor anyone else who ever lived had ideas about Homer as good as I have, or as many.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Ion, because then you will not refuse to share them with me.
Socrates, you will be rewarded when you hear how exquisitely I present Homer. I believe that the Homer Society will agree that I deserve the Golden Crown.
I look for an opportunity to hear you sometime. For now, I would only like to ask you a question. Do you also interpret Hesiod and Archilochus as eloquently, or only Homer?
Only Homer. He is enough.
But aren't there some passages where Homer and Hesiod say the same?
Yes. In my opinion, there are many.
And yet you interpret what Homer says about these things better than what Hesiod says.
When they say the same, I interpret them equally well, Socrates.
But
sample complete. Ready to continue?